In search of the missing ingredients to my family tree, I was gifted a recipe for a happy mind. Hello and welcome to the Recipe for a Happy Mind, the Dreaming Field Lab edition commissioned for the Deptford X Festival, who have partnered with Adja, a community-focused radio station, record label and performance space. I'm Lynette Kamala, an interdisciplinary artist and educator born in London, UK to Jamaican parents. Through my ongoing Recipe for a Happy Mind project, I've been exploring what are the ingredients which support our wellness and make us happy. Following an emotional trip in 2019, I met for the first time a long-lost aunt, who then introduced me to my huge extended family. It was during this visit that I experienced joy in finding a cousin who, just like me, had a traditional Jamaican wall hanging in her kitchen. These wall hangings, sometimes referred to as scrolls of wisdom, are often found in the homes of Caribbean elders and are full of advice, humour and life lessons. I created my own large abstract version and gave it the title Recipe for a Happy Mind. In this one-off audio special for Recipe for a Happy Mind, I'll be sharing insights formulated whilst taking part in a Dreaming Field Lab retreat based in the Somerset countryside over a weekend in June 2021. I was part of a group of women and femmes from the African diaspora who were invited to revisit our relationship with land in the context of climate breakdown. Through a mixture of soundscapes recorded from the countryside, my favourite nature-inspired songs, antidotes and affirmations, as well as advice, I aim to give those of you listening some ingredients to support your wellness during this pandemic. The Dreaming Filled Lab is a Common Ground commission for Season for Change. It's the brainchild of Jennifer Farmer and Zoe Palmer. It weaves together acts of rest, ritual, care, creation, and celebration, offering a space for women and femmes of the African diaspora to revision their relationship with land in the context of climate breakdown. Our three-day retreat in June, which I took part in, involved us being active co-creators. We drew upon inspiration from the radical Black imagination and Afrofuturist movements. And we were invited to explore what would it be like to gift to others from our community in the form of a tangible field kit. I decided it would be to further develop my concept of a recipe for a happy mind. And here's some parts of the recipe. 7 seeds of joy, 3 cuttings of freedom, 9 bundles of care, 17 amazing beans. Simmer in an infusion of a glorious Dreaming Field Lab. So whilst foraging in the Somerset countryside, I was super excited to come across an amazing healing herb. It's often found in parks as well. It's good for bites and stings and can be made into a balm. And this plant is called plantain. But it's not the plantain plum that produces the banana-like fruit, which you might fry. This one is what's found in the English countryside, and it's shaped like ribbed leaves, really. And it draws its name from the Latin word planto, which means foot.
As we await Sister Sun's arrival, child stars, you'll listen to my tale triste. As it was told to me by my sister afar, Earth her name, and this is her story. Sister Moon, hear me now, I fear my end too soon. My wounds are deep, gaping, unhealing, can't believe, refuse to believe my children have no feelings for me. See them sealing a fate of early death and destruction. Watch my foolish daughters and sons as they kill me. Slowly kill me, quicker kill me. They've loved me as would an unfaithful lover, part-time and half-assed, now unmasked their deceit. No more sweet, sneaky thrill-seekings tomorrow brings. Nevers and nothings, ended days for my world and its unchanging ways. Now, apocalyptic truths of revelations hasten our omega, my children's and mine. Each time, my breath, skin, and tears are polluted and poisoned by their careless games and toys, and this is only the beginning of my children's sinning. My power is fading. Usurped fatherhood, Mother Earth's now a plaything for the ungrateful child, so cold, 10 billion for my tears. I long for the once adoring embrace of my children, their prayers, their care, and tenderness has now turned loveless. The embrace, now an anaconda's grip, unmerciful and swift, swift with the killing. Killing is a sport, fun with fire in my wondrous rainforest, reflect the neglect they had for their main source. They slaughter their sibling blossoms and beasts like the first murderer Cain. Their pure sister oceans will never be the same due to daily spoil, and brother skies choke from oil, refinery, factory smoke. The Mother Earth family is dying, no use crying now. My power is fading. Usurped by the herd, Mother Earth now a plaything for the ungrateful child, so cold, 10 billion for my tears. But I'll continue to spin until my curious homo sapien offspring pay the price for their sins. Against my tainted tears, my breathless breath, and once fertile skins, my sorrows are many and murderous. They kill, I kill, 1 million plus. I never wanted to hurt my children, but our creator makes me take revenge. It's the circle of life, or at least, it was. No, it's too late for repentance. Accept your death sentence. I've given you all I can. Such beauty in life, you'll never have again. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end.
That was Loveless by Four Hero, and it takes on the role of Mother Earth, who's heartbroken at the lack of love shown by humans, her children. In one line she states, "Can't believe, refuse to believe my children have no feelings for me." The song ends on a bleak note with Mother Earth taking revenge. Sometimes it can feel so overwhelming when I pause to think about the climate emergency and the impact humans are having on this environment, the beautiful planet Earth, which we share with other species. A way to make me feel more positive about this climate breakdown is to imagine a brighter future, one which I can take action right now, such as connecting with like-minded people and also changing the way I eat. And for me, that's been a really inspirational game changer in my outlook. One of the theories that underpins some of my creative practice is Afrofuturism. Afrofuturism is an art form, a practice, and a methodology that allows Black people to see themselves in the future. This is really important because for so many of us, our recent history of about 500 years has been filled with so much trauma caused by colonialism, slavery, segregation, and ongoing racism. Afrofuturism allows us to reimagine the past and to dream of a brighter future. It provides hope. The next song that I'm going to play out is one that really inspires me. It's called Sublu by Jacorti Somers. And for me, it's the essence of Afrofuturism in sound. Whenever I hear this song, I imagine movement, shapes, and my Cali graffiti text coming to life. I invite you to also imagine and to dream with this incredible soundtrack. Reimagine, reflect, reignite, read, re-educate, recite, reconfigure, reuse, recycle, reclaim, reduce, revise, rediscover, reconnect, renewal, refocus, reset. Just as technology has brought about some incredible innovation and inventions, I believe humanity can also find solutions. During the pandemic, being told to be in lockdown and stay indoors has meant an appreciation of being outdoors in green spaces. Memories of seeing supermarket shelves empty has made me take steps towards growing my own fruit and vegetables. One of the pledges I made to the group whilst I was on the Dreaming Field Lab retreat was to have off-grid Sundays, where each week I would endeavour to connect directly with nature. So far, I've planted in my garden tomatoes, peppers, chilies, thyme, sage and mint.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, 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 living my life like it's golden. I'll be hopped up in
Reimagine. Reflect. Reunite. Read. Reeducate. Recite. Reconfigure. Reuse. Recycle. Reclaim. Reduce. Revise. Rediscover. Reconnect. Renewal. Refocus. Reset. Thank you for listening to Recipe for a Happy Mind, the Dreaming Filled Lab edition with me, Lynette Kamala. I hope it's given you some food for thought on your relationship with nature and inspired you. Be sure to keep up with the latest developments of my creative practice by following me on social media at Lynette_Kamala and turning on your notifications. Take care and stay safe. You